We turn now, as we have in the past, after attacks against Iraqi Shiites, to Juan Cole, who is a historian at the University of Michigan and author of the book Sacred Space and Holy War. He has studied Shiite movements in the Persian Gulf region and in South Asia. Professor Cole, how would these attacks compare, say, to a bombing in the West someplace, or in this country in Europe?
This is as though a huge bomb went off at the Vatican on Good Friday for the Shiite community.
When we spoke back in August after a bombing near the shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf, another pilgrimage city in Iraq, you said, "I don't believe that a believing Shiite would blow up a powerful bomb right near the shrine." Looking at today's violence on a Shiite holy day, I wonder, would a believing extremist Sunni Muslim do such a thing? And if so, what does that say about the regard in which some Sunnis and Shiites hold one another?
Well, I think it's certainly possible that radical Sunni activists are behind these bombings. The other possibility is that secular Arab nationalists opposed to the U.S. presence in Iraq are behind it, Ba'ath remnants as well. But the Sunni radicals are a prime suspect. The Sunnis and the Shiites both honor the family of the Prophet, but the Shiites much more so, and they give supernatural powers a kind of saintliness. And this is viewed in the radical strain of Sunni Islam. And remember, this is a small minority. Mm-hmm. As a form of idolatry, there have been over the years attacks on such shrines and attacks on the Shiites by these groups.
As we've heard, the U.S. military and also some members of the Iraqi Governing Council regard Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a man who has been linked to al-Qaeda, as a prime suspect in the Iraqi bombings. There was an intercepted letter that was attributed to Zarqawi that apparently spoke of fomenting a civil war between Shias and Sunnis. Is that whole scenario conceivable to you?
Yes, it is conceivable. There is a certain amount of antipathy between Sunnis and Shiites. It should be remembered that we saw Sunni-Shiite violence in Lebanon, and it has been a big problem in Pakistan as well. There isn't so much of a history of violent clashes between the two in modern Iraq, but of course the Sunni-dominated Ba'ath government did commit virtual genocide against the Iraqi Shiites. So there are some Shiite factions in Iraq that hold Sunnis responsible and have been involved in taking away from Sunnis their religious properties, especially in the south. So I think it is a tense situation.
The Grand Ayatollah Sistani, a very influential Shiite cleric in Iraq, today called for national unity. He blamed outsiders, and he blamed the U.S. for not securing Iraq's borders against outsiders. Is it your experience that the unifying fact of being Iraqi outweighs for most people their religious identification with one branch of Islam as opposed to the other?
Iraqis are very nationalistic, and there is, you know, although Iraq really came together as a modern nation state only in the 1920s, over time a strong sense of Iraqi national identity has been formed. I think the best hope for Iraq to avoid a debilitating and chaotic kind of conflict between Sunnis and Shiites is for leaders like Sistani to speak out in the way that he has done, and that's a very hopeful sign.
Professor Cole, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Historian Juan Cole of the University of Michigan, the author of Sacred Space and Holy War, spoke to us from Ann Arbor.